Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. This is a show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And this is such an amazing time of the year for many, many reasons. For those kids who are writing their exams, as difficult and challenging as it is, you know, the end is near, and all that stress just dissolves, and then it's looking forward to just taking it easy. Same goes with people working, you know, end of the year, whether you're going away or whether you're not, you have some time over December to reflect, to look at the year that has passed, to get really excited about the year coming up. And certainly this time of the year in South Africa, and very definitely in Johannesburg, just beautiful, driving through the streets, seeing the gorgeous purple jacaranda, the green leaves, the sun shining, the blue sky, just really, really beautiful. And then, of course, really importantly, it's the time of the year when on a certain Sunday, the streets of Joburg are shut down, and amazing human beings take to the streets for the 94.7 Joburg race. And this is all about the riding for a purpose. And we've been promoting it. And you know that everyone at the DL Link has been working so hard, getting everything together, getting a team together. The last time we had Tammy on the line, she spoke about a team DL Link of 150 riders. Who knows if it's more or less? Tammy will tell us more about that. But certainly this Sunday, it's taking place. And so for those of you who haven't made plans, you know, maybe you're going to be going and parking your car and supporting the riders. And if you're not and you've got plans, just remember to look out and see when the roads will be closed so you can make your way through Joburg. So last night I was lucky enough to go to the kind of meet and greet the riders with the warriors, and the riders went and collected their kits, and all took place at Liberty head office, because of course it Liberty is the proud sponsor of the Ride for a Purpose, the 94.7 Ride Joburg. And it was extraordinary, but I'm not going to tell you anything about that. Tammy is going to be filling us in. Then we've got an amazing story of just a phenomenal human being, Carlos, who's joining us, and he's going to tell us who he's riding for and what it means to him. And then we're going to be speaking to young, beautiful youths who are already at such a young age giving back, making a contribution. Asha squared, Asha times two, although they are different people, will be joining us in the studio. And so it's really, really going to be an inspiring show and getting us in the mood for this phenomenal race. So first off, we have our marvelous Tammy in the studio. Tam, welcome. Great to see you. Hi, how are you? How are things? How is life?
Yeah, thank God. Good. Very, very busy at the moment.
Listen, you're always busy and you're always looking forward, and yet you're always very present. You manage that so well. I don't know how you guys do it. And when I say present, I mean you are, you know, there in the moment, helping the warriors, their families, in the events, in that moment, making everyone feel so special and held and seen. And yet you're always planning and projecting for the next event. And I'm not quite sure how you do it, Tam, but you do it so well.
People who push us through, hey, the people we're doing the work for, and the people who come on board to volunteer, to ride, or whatever it may be at that time, for these families, which pushes us as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, Tam. So getting everything together, tell us, how many? Is it still 150 in the team?
So I'm proud to say that we have a group of 156 riders.
Remember last time we spoke, I said it's closed, and you said, well, maybe we can squeeze in one or two more. So you just sort of squeezed in six more.
Yeah, well, you know us, Nix. About 2 days ago, somebody came to us and said, you know, there's a new warrior and can we ride for him? All the shirts were already printed and delivered to the office and all ready to go. And we've asked the factory to please make an extra one or two shirts. So, yeah, that's how we roll. It's all about having the goal and the purpose in mind.
Just amazing. So tell us about last night.
So last night we had a meet and greet where the riders came to a beautiful cocktail event hosted by Liberty. I would love to thank Liberty for being our biggest annual sponsor for the year and for always hosting this send-off event over and above their sponsorship for the actual Ride Joburg. And last night was so beautiful. It was just classy. There was cocktails and drinks for everybody. And the riders and the warriors. It gets confusing when you're organizing a ride and a run and everything at the same time. But all our cyclists came and the warriors and their families who they're riding for. And it was actually a very beautiful evening. The riders come and they collect their race packs, which had thank you to 32GR for sponsoring some gels and bars, to Presto who added the socks that all the cyclists love, and obviously the kit with the warrior's name on it. And it actually is just a very meaningful event because a lot of the riders don't even know the warriors who they're riding for and vice versa, and they get to just meet each other and be introduced. And I'm actually going to read to you this morning one of the messages I got from a young lady who, there's a young boy who's riding for her father-in-law, and she sent me a message saying, we met Akiva, I think we fell in love with him, a better person to ride my father-in-law couldn't exist, thank you, thank you, thank you. And her father-in-law is having an op on Monday, so when they met this rider, Akiva, he said on the way he's going to be praying for them, thinking of the ups and downs. And yeah, so it was a very, very meaningful event last night.
Well, you know, Tam, I mean, you get to see that. People from all walks of life, all there, all excited to meet one another. And I was with one of two of the cyclists. And as soon as they met their warriors, you could just see something change. You know, all of a sudden, we always talk about the link and we talk about the connection. And all of a sudden, there the connection was made. And then it became something more than, you know, being a part of Team Deal Link and riding the 947 Ride Joburg. So to witness that, you know, from my point of view was pretty special, Tam. So what can, I mean, at this point now, you've got your riders. They are very busily trying to raise as many funds as they can. For people who are listening, how can they get involved if they'd like to? Can they still start? Can they still donate? How does it work?
So, yeah, well, what a question, Nix. You know, donating to DL Link, unfortunately, it doesn't end with a ride. It doesn't end with a run because the work we do, we continue to do every single day, reaching out to our cancer warriors. So if anyone wants to donate, they definitely can. They can donate to a specific rider or they can donate to the full event. But just going on to dllink.co.za. And going to under the events, Ride Joburg. So it's dllink.co.za.
Yes, carry on.
While we're talking about that, I just want to mention I'm sitting here in studio and you'll introduce the guests who are coming up. But I hope you don't mind if I say something before their introductions.
Please.
Because
do.
I've got a very, very special man sitting next to me. His name is Carlos. And he single-handedly raised 113,000 rand for this event.
Wow.
The fundraising is amazing. He made so much effort. He went to friends and family and customers of his and whoever he could think of, people who don't know DL Link at all. But he said to them, I'm doing this ride, it's for cancer warriors, and I want you to donate. And he didn't actually accept no for an answer from any of them. And it's just been absolutely phenomenal from one single cyclist to bring in that amount. But what I want to say is that over and above that, he went out of his way to meet the family who he's riding for. And we're also going to have in studio a little Baby Batya's dad. Carlos is riding for Baby Batya. And I spoke about this last night, and I couldn't hold the tears back because I just looked out into the audience there, and I just saw Carlos and his wife, Tanya, standing with baby Batch's mom, Justine, and they were just, you know, I could just feel the warmth and the connection that they've made because Carlos and his wife went out of their way to meet the family, to take them for lunch, to buy presents for the baby, to make her personalized, beautiful things. You have no idea. So the fundraising is the one side, and then the meaning behind it, it's just, it's actually something you can't even explain or put into words. So I just want to make mention of, because I'm sitting in between these two very special guys. One is Carlos, and the other one is Sean, who is the father of baby Batya. And I think that they just inspire each other, because looking at baby Batya's parents and the resilience, and like I looked at Justine last night, her mom, and I said, you must be exhausted. They've just come home from chemo, and it's something you can't explain, but I think I'm in between, and both of them from each side, the fundraising inspires us to carry on to do what we do, and the inspiration of seeing how these parents just keep going on with a little six-month-old baby to do what they do. Like I said, I can't even put it into words, but this is what DL Link is about.
Yeah, exactly, Tam. And thank you for giving us that introduction before I have a word with both Carlos and Sean. And I'm going to actually start off with Carlos. Welcome, welcome, Carlos. So lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Carlos Mexiera, I'm sure I mispronounced it, and I'm hoping you're going to help me with that, Carlos.
Sure.
What Tammy was saying, what you and your wife have done, I mean, just pretty extraordinary. So first things first, your surname, won't you pronounce it for me, please?
It's Mexiera.
Mexiera. I think I've asked you maybe that before. So Carlos, you've been riding with the Capri Wheelers for a while.
It's about 3 years. My journey started 3 years ago with them.
And then how, just if you can just tell, how did you go from riding for the Capri Wheelers to now linking up with the DL Link, riding for them, and now this connection with baby Batya, but perhaps you can just share the story with us.
Well, I met Tammy at a cycling event that we have every year, and she said, would you like to ride for us? And I said, definitely, because it's a very dear topic for me. My dad passed away 7 years with cancer, and my late father-in-law about 12. So I've been there, done that, and it's a very sad moment for the family. So I said, I'm in, and I'm going to be in every year. I've told them that before. So last year I rode for my dad, my late father-in-law, and it was a very emotional experience for me. So I could feel the energy of my dad with me on that ride. And when they phoned me this year, I spoke to Tammy and I spoke to Terry, and I said to them, I'd like to do the ride this year for a younger warrior, if it's possible. And then she said to me, well, I got the perfect ride, the perfect warrior for you, which is baby Batya. And I said, I'm going to take it. So, yeah, I met the family on Sunday, and it's this little baby is just, yeah, she's just taking a piece of my heart and my wife's heart. And I mean, we're going to do our best for them. And just to let you know quickly, I've just got another email. There's another 5,000 rand that's been donated. So I'm not going to stop here. I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to carry on until I can. And I'm just honored to meet the family. I mean, Sean, the dad, they've got a beautiful son that's so intelligent. I mean, the kid knows everything about cricket. We had a great lunch. And we have to build a relationship. I'd like to carry on seeing you guys and having lunch and that, and it's just, it's a very emotional thing for me. It's just an amazing, I'm just thrilled and honored that I can ride for DL Link, and I think everyone should get involved. I mean, they're an amazing organization. What they do is unbelievable for families, you know. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and they're amazing, and then they give everyone an opportunity to be amazing as well. You know, you because of the DL Link, you get to do this, and then Sean and his family and baby Batya get to experience that. It's pretty, pretty extraordinary, Carlos. And that number is a great number. So that's 118,000 rand that you have single-handedly gone out and you know, through hard work, got the donations, and then you ensure that the DL Link continues to do it. Just amazing, Carlos. So in a moment, we're going to bring Sean into the conversation. But what was it like for you meeting baby Batya? Only 6 months old, as you say. Last year, it was for your father-in-law. And now you wanted someone younger and a six-month-old baby.
Yeah, she's simply beautiful. My wife and I just fell in love with the family. But I held the baby on Sunday for maybe 10 minutes on my lap, and she's just the most bubbly, happy child, always smiling, didn't even hear her cry. We're there for 4 hours. And it's just very emotional, especially for my wife. I mean, she went to Woolworths, bought all the clothes. And you know what? I don't know what more to say. I've got nothing else to say. I'm just honored to ride for her. I'm going to do my best for her and for the family. And we have a Jota Designs water point by Zoo Lake, if I can mention that. And I'm going to have most of my team there, my staff. We assign each company, so we're going to do like a team building thing. And also it motivates me when I come past. So I'm trying for a sub-3 this year, and please God, I can do it. And yeah, just wish the baby well. I received photographs this morning from Justine, and the baby is beautiful. You got an amazing, amazing child, Sean.
Thank you.
And you know, I know we've had you before, Carlos, and last time you were so inspiring, and yeah, just seemed to be in the space of giving so much, so many people receiving from you.
You know, all I can say, if I can just end off, I mean, if God can bless us, why can't we bless others? You know, it's not that hard, it's not that difficult. Yeah. I mean, I know people, even family of mine, that don't speak to each other. I mean, the world's too, you know, the life's too short, the world's too small, and it's not worth it, you know. It's not worth it.
No. Too short and so too precious. Far too precious. Far too precious. Definitely. But Carlos, don't go anywhere. I know you're there in the studio. So I would like to bring Sean Masika into this conversation. Sean, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, little Batya, 6 months old. Have you been going through this journey from when she was born, or was it from 4 months old? I mean...
Yeah.
This is new and it's raw, and with such a little baby, how are you all doing? And tell us more.
Sure. Firstly, hi Nikki, thanks for having me on the show, and to Tammy, thanks for arranging as well. I think Carlos, just to reciprocate, if I may, just the kind words. It's definitely, we feel the same way. We only met Carlos and his family on Sunday for the first time. Carlos is the type of person who feels like we've known him for years. You know, he's a very generous, big-hearted person, we also would look forward to lots of further lunches and continue getting together the families. It was really great to meet you guys. So I think Batya loved you guys too. So she's definitely, if she would know what was happening, she would be honoured that you're riding in her presence. And I know that Justine feels exactly the same way as I do. I think, Carlos, you've only been riding for 3 years. It looks like you've been riding for 25 years. So I think the improvement has been very, very marked. And I mean, to even do a sub-3 is really impressive. So I'm very happy that you're out there on my behalf and not me this weekend in the heat. And I think, Nikki, to go into your question. So our daughter Batya was born English day 26th of April, Hebrew date was Chag Nisan, so it was the third day of Pesach, so very beautiful and auspicious day. I mean, Chag being life, and our two children are the light of our lives, and she's really flipped out life upside down completely. You plan and you think certain things are going to go, you know, things will go a certain way, and milestones are going to be hit, and Hashem had another plan for us, and we've had to deal with it. So I think, just maybe to get to the specifics, is that born 18th of Nisan, she was born with a tumor. It was diagnosed 2 weeks later, but picked up in the delivery room. Thank goodness for that. 3 weeks after she was born, she had her first chemo. From call it week 2 to week 6, she was on the operating table every Tuesday, either having biopsies done, having a port put in, having bone marrow biopsies. I'm kind of giving you a high level pre-seed version, but I think it just to help you understand the level of what we went through at the time. And to be honest, I'd have to go and really write it down, because some of it's a bit of a blur. We are at the, I'd say at the end, please God, of our journey. She really has come through it amazingly well. The chemo has, thank God, worked really well for her. We've had 12 rounds of chemo so far, and we've got 13 to do. Well, 13 in total. So there's one more left. So early December we should be finished from that side, and then we can start to move on and hopefully live a normal life. I think just along the journey, I think to mention DL Link have been fantastic. I think they were in touch with us. My mom-in-law, I think, got in touch from day one. Very good move on her part, because we didn't know what we needed. We'd felt like we'd been hit with a sledgehammer. As I say, you think you're going to have a baby, which you do. You think, you're planning your head, and something completely different pops up. And, according to the doctors, a 1 in a billion something pops up. That's the type of cancer that she was born with. And it's a cancer of the muscle. It's called rhabdomyosarcoma. Luckily, there's different variants, and she's got the less aggressive variant, thank goodness. We had to learn how to deal with that, and DL Link were there from the get-go. I think at first the biggest help for us was talking to, call it, parents of existing child patients that had been through it, not currently going through it, but they'd been through it. They were living their lives. It was, call it, years in the memory, which gave us a lot of hope that you can come back from drastic and dire situations, and you're a lot more resilient than you think you are. I think we knew that intellectually going in, but you don't feel it. You don't know what you're going to feel until you go through it. But I think, call it, 6.5, nearly 7 months down the line, I can say that you draw your strength from somewhere. You get an extra set of strength that Hashem blesses us with, and I think I think the journey is just starting. I think we finished this, but we'll always have that connection. Please God, Batya is free of cancer now. We haven't done scans yet, but macroscopically everything's going as it should. The doctors are really happy. So we've been blessed. I know Carlos said he's been blessed to raise the money. We feel like we've been blessed as well. Although I go through these challenging times and the challenging situation, the amount of good that's come of it, I don't think we could have predicted that up front. I think for me, you kind of think to yourself, why does this happen? Why are you the 1 in a billion person that are chosen to go through this journey? And the answer is, we just don't know. I mean, you just don't know. And, so the mind can't conceive it. And I've had to go beyond the mind and, the faith, the religion, increasing in that, increasing in Yiddishkeit has really, really helped me deal with this journey. I think I just wanted to say, I think just to maybe close off on this first point, is that the why does something like that happen? We take a lot of comfort that someone like Carlos has chosen our daughter to ride on behalf of, because we feel that Batch has had a huge impact in raising the funds that Carlos has raised. Our nearest and dearest friends, we've got two close friends riding on Batya's behalf as well on Sunday. That's Daniel Rifkind and Brad Tates. They also ride in, and for Batya to have that effect on people, to have raised that money that can be put to good use, that can help others, is really meaningful, and it helps us give some meaning and take something out of this really hard journey that that we've had to go through.
Yeah, wow, Sean. I mean, the way you've expressed it all, and as you say, you can't ever know why, but you're sitting in the studio right now with Carlos, and the way everything's playing out, and as you say, the funds that people are riding, the impact. We just don't understand. That's the mystery of this life. But yep. Every time I speak to someone on this incredible show, I'm always so touched. I'm always so inspired. Something magical happens, and I know that people who listen, everything that came out of your mouth, it's magical, and I say it, not to make light of it, but magical, because something's shifting in people who are listening, to your story. And then, you know, listening to Carlos, just something happens that's beyond us.
Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah. That's what goes on.
I think just incredible. Yeah, just on that point, we don't know how blessed we are to just wake up every day and have the day in front of us is a blessing. Sit in those cancer wards and you have children vomiting and crying and screaming and you don't realize what's going on out there, and, you know, just how blessed we are to have the funds and the means and the connections and the people and the resources to do what we need to do. And you know, and like I say, DLing's been a big source of support. And you know, once you have these stories, you realize you know, what an impact that the DLing riders and the organization as a whole can have, and an individual out there that wants to help can have.
Absolutely. So, I mean, when Carlos arrived with his wife and you went for lunch and he held Batya, and I mean, were you feeling a little bit nervous about meeting Carlos at all? You know, this, now I know you've got friends riding, but this is something else, right? This, you're opening the circle, which could be a little bit difficult, maybe? No?
To be honest, I suppose the riding, not that I'm a cyclist, although I'd like to be, the riding community is quite close and small, and I mean, friends of ours that have known Carlos just, you know, can't speak highly enough of him. So, I mean, that was, you know, I was on that basis looking forward to talk to him. I think... you know, there's definitely a link there. You know, Carlos has his own, as you said, personal call it battles that he's had with his father with cancer. We've had ours. He's chosen to ride in baby Batya's name in our daughter. So that's very meaningful and special to us. So before we'd even met, we'd had all this in common. We just had to put a face to the person, I think, on both sides. And like I say, it was like we'd known each other for 25 years. So, it was really good. And, you know, I think it could have carried on a lot longer.
Yeah. You know, within the struggle, as you've said, it's nearly 7 months of it, how your lives have been turned upside down. Within that, this is a pretty special story. So really, Sean, we just wish Batya just this a full recovery. We look so forward to hearing beautiful stories. Please, God, you know, who knows? Maybe in a year's time, you will be riding. I mean, these things seem to happen all the time. You know, then people become riders. But just fabulous. Thank you for joining us. And we just wish you all the very, very best. And Carlos, thank you just for being the person that you are, and for raising so much, for connecting with this incredible family, and for doing what you do. We really, really do appreciate you coming onto the show and sharing it with us. Thank you
for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me. Thank you to Carlos, to the DL Link, and to all the riders. Wish you the best of luck on Sunday, and wishing you an easy race. Thank you.
Next, thank you, before we go on to the ad break, can I just quickly say something else?
Please do.
Sitting here in between Sean and Carlos, who you've just interviewed, and I literally have shivers. Because, like last night I said, that, you know, our riders come on board and they choose to do this challenge. They push themselves. I mean, literally physically, besides for everything Carlos has done, he went flying off the bike about 2 weeks ago. And when he told me about this accident, and it sounded pretty bad, I thought he's not going to ride. And he was like, no ways. I'm pushing myself. I'm still racing. I'm still doing it. I'm not going to stop for baby Batya. And like we say, these are the challenges that they choose. It's fun. They push their limits. They fundraise and everything. And then I'm sitting here next to Sean, who has the challenges that they don't choose. They're going the ups and downs that people would never choose. And while we're sitting in studio, like literally this minute, Carlos comes in saying he just hit his goal of 118. And I'm sitting next to Sean, who's telling us that his baby was born on Chai, the 18th of Nisan. What is 18? The numerical value of Chai is 18. 18 is life. So I'm just sitting here and just having shivers. And in the spirit of life, I mean, Carlos literally said last night, he's like, next year, I want to get up and talk at this event and have little Batya next to me. So you said maybe Sean will be riding. I'm thinking maybe Batya is going to be riding in tandem. And it is. I just want to wish strength and health and life.
So can I ask you a question? 18 means what? 18?
18 is the numerical value. So every, call it Hebrew letter, has a
numerical meaning. My birthday is on the 18th of December.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, there you go. There you go.
18 is last.
And 18 is Chai. And what radio station are we on? Chai FM.
Chai FM.
Exactly.
And the connection is all there. You know, as you said, Sean, we just don't know. But when you zoom right out and you see all these little connections, it just becomes...
Yep. Yeah, I think incredible. So. I think we're all on a journey, and I think DL Link have really, you know, they've set their goal, they've set their way to do it, and you know, all these things that happens are not coincidences; they're meant to be. And you know, we can put the meanings together, but they're all there. We just got to decide on what the end goal we want to achieve and get to.
Yeah, the DL Link, besides being there and supporting on so many levels, and being they also. Create a space for this kind of magical connection to happen. I'll share part of my story in another show, but all of these connections, that's why I use the word magical, because it just seems something way beyond, more than this very physical plane. That's certainly been my experience. So thank you, gentlemen. Just so wonderful having you on the show. And Tammy,
thank you.
Thanks. You're staying there, Tam. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I just want to thank Carlos also. He is... Obviously, we've been talking about Carlos as an individual, but his company is called Jota Designs. They do signage, and he's actually even offered to do the entire signage when we build our DL Link Center. Sure. He's on board for that, and yeah, just to thank Jota Designs for all their sponsorship towards us.
Great pleasure, Tammy.
Thank you, Carlos.
Pleasure.
Thank you
pleasure.
So very much. We're going to take a break. Carlos, ride well. Ride well.
Oh, well, thank you.
A break, and then hopefully we're going to have Asha and Asha on the show. So stay with us.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. So when we say that this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination, indeed we do. Just hearing Carlos, just, you know, what he's doing is just pretty extraordinary. We love these stories, and we love that they continue. And of course, Sean, the father of baby Bachia, just incredible. And so it continues. And here we're going to, you know, young teenagers. Well, not, you know, young, end of teenagers, I would say. Asha Sachs, 18 years old from King David Linksfield, and Asha Katsu, 17 years old, and he goes to King David Victory Park. And starting so young, doing their thing, contributing, making their mark, changing people's lives, just... Once again, we get to celebrate that on this show. So, Asha, welcome. Asha Sachs, Asha Katsu, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us today. How are you both?
Well, and you?
Yeah, good, thanks. And you?
Well, very, very good. Now, were you at the event? Did you go and collect all your stuff last night?
Yeah. We were both there.
You were there.
Yeah.
And did you get to... Okay, I'll start off with you, Asha, because I know that you've ridden before. You rode last year. Asha Sachs. Sorry, Asha Sachs. So you rode last year. Am I correct?
Yeah, we've both ridden. This is our third time riding now.
Oh, hang on. This is your third time. Okay. Yes. Asha Katsu as well. Is this your third time as well?
Yes. Second time for DL Link, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So let's start with you, Asha Sachs. Okay. I love that we have two Ashas in the studio. I should say Asha S and Asha K. So Asha, tell us how you were first connected with the DL Link and how it was that you rode for the DL Link.
So, well, we both part of Capri Wheelers, and there was a breakfast ride the one Sunday, and Capri raised money for them, and then the DL Link came obviously to collect their check. And then I think it was Tammy who came to represent the DL Link. So we were there, and that's when I asked Tammy or Terry, I can't really remember, if we could also sign up and ride for them last year.
And what was that like? I mean, do you got a warrior's name on your back? There you are. At that time, you were 17. I mean, what was that experience like for you?
Very inspiring. It was very. I felt good. When we were riding, it was amazing. And then also when you meet the warrior who you're riding for at the DL Link, they look at you and they just appreciate. I mean, you're riding your bicycle. You wouldn't think that a stranger who you don't know is going to appreciate the fact that you're actually just riding your bike for them. But they seriously do appreciate it, and they show gratitude in all different ways.
Mm, wow. And for you, Asha, Katsu, I mean, how was your experience? So that, I mean, you've been riding, as you say, with Capri. So riding is something that you love. We'll talk about your business. I think it's Asha Sachs's business,
no,
but
no,
Asha Katsu, I'm sure you know. Is it both of you?
Yes.
Is it both of yours? Okay.
Partners.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to hearing about that in a mo. But just for you, Asha K, what was it like for you? So you were even younger. I mean, it's a long ride. It's a difficult ride. And here you've got this added, it's not pressure, but certainly it could be pressure where you're riding for someone. What was that like for you?
It was a meaningful experience. It was a really great opportunity. I rode the 94.7 the first time. I always knew I was going to ride, but it was just a great opportunity to be able to do it for a cause.
And who are you riding for this year?
A lady by the name of Hayley Snowman.
Did you manage to meet Hayley?
Yeah, I met her at the meeting last night. Very nice.
And lady. What was that like?
Yeah, it was very meaningful. I feel like really honored to be riding for her. We took some pictures. Yeah, it was very, very meaningful.
That's incredible. And Asha Sachs, who are you riding for?
I'm riding for a father and son, Tsion and Eitan, and for my late friend Gavi Waxman.
Wow. Okay. Incredible. And what do your parents have to say about this, your family, when they see, and your friends, when they see you doing this?
I think the family, they get quite a bit of nachas from it. Friends as well, I'm sure. It's really, really great.
Now am I correct, Asha Sachs, you got colors for riding at King David Linksfield? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't know. I don't really know how the whole color thing works, but I don't know how to explain it. Every Monday and Wednesday we have training, and I started in grade 9. I started with them in grade 9 till grade 12, and now I'm the captain of the cycling team there, which is also great fun. I mean, we recently actually took a trip down to the Vol. We cycled down there. It was about 108 kilometers, and
sure.
The boys that started, the grade 8s and the grade 9s that joined us, I mean, when they first came, they couldn't ride 10 kilometers. They could not manage 10 kilometers.
Right.
But then on the 24th of September, they all managed without, we had one stop in the middle, but without fail, they all managed to get through the full 108 kilometers at a fairly good speed.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That really, really is amazing. Wow. And are you busy writing your finals?
Yes, I got one tomorrow.
So just say that you're writing what tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Math Lit Paper 2.
So you're in the matric final.
Yes.
And you're riding this phenomenal race on Sunday with someone. And I know that your company is sponsoring the DL Link kit branding with your startup company. I think you're pretty inspiring, really. And Asha, Katsu, you're also in the middle of your exams. How are you managing to balance studying, cycling, running a business? How do you do it all?
For when it comes to exams, I always feel I need to exercise. So, I mean, that's where cycling comes in. The business we've been running for a few years now. We run it in our spare time.
So this is your business is called Byk, B-U-Y-K. So yeah. Asha Katsu, tell us a little bit about it. I know that you started something all the way back in 2020. We've just got a few minutes. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. So when we started the business, it was initially fixing bikes. No.
It was on bike shopping.
Oh, so no, we've had a few businesses. Our first business, we used to deliver things like groceries, anything. We used to go shopping for people on our bikes. We used to have a cooler box like connected to the back of our bike, and we used to deliver things.
Wow!
And we did that for a while, and then it became a bit time consuming, so we decided to change it up a bit. So then we started buying, selling, fixing bikes. We started off mainly buying and selling, and now we're more into fixing and servicing.
So that's what you do at Byk. You fix and you service bikes and you ride. And so riding is your passion and you've put purpose behind it, and it's a business. So is this what the two of you are going to be continuing with, continuing your studies and continuing with the business?
Potentially, yeah.
Fantastic. So come on, a bit of a punt. If people need to have their bikes serviced or fixed, how do they get hold of you?
Well, if you want our number, there's a nice big flag. I think it's opposite Postnet. That's got our number.
Yeah.
And then our phone numbers. And then our Instagram page. We also have that.
Yes. What is it? What is the Instagram page?
So Byk_it_fixed.
Yes.
That's how.
And do you have a website?
No, we don't have a website.
You don't have a website. Okay, so maybe we should just send people to your Instagram page and all the contact details then there in your bio.
Yeah, everything is there. People can contact us through Instagram.
Fantastic. We've got one more minute. How's the fundraising going? I mean, I know it's difficult with the studying as well, but how's that going? Can we get people to push to give you donations for Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. The fundraising is going well. We over 24,000 rand now.
Let's get to 25 today now on the show.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes, come on. We can push.
We can push. Both our profiles are on the DL Link website. Asha Sachs and Asha Katsu, just under each other. And yeah.
Guys, you're amazing. You're inspiring. Have a brilliant race on Sunday.
Thank you.
Good luck for the rest of your exams, with your business, with everything that you're doing. You are fantastic. And for our listeners, go to the Chai FM, I beg your pardon, go to the DL Link website, go to events. Then you click on 947 and it'll say the riders. Then click on riders and look for Asha Sachs and Asha Katsu and make a donation. These guys deserve your donation. What they are doing is extraordinary. Only 17 and 18 years old. Phenomenal, inspiring. Thanks, guys. All the best. Tam, we've got a minute. Was there anything else before we go?
Well, I just wanted to thank these two young entrepreneurs, Asha Sachs and Asha Katsu, because they came on, they took a logo on our kit as one of the corporate sponsors and just took a leap of faith knowing that they would get the amount we were charging for a logo. And Asha have put in so much effort to get this amount for their logo. And while we're on air, I would like to offer them a radio show complimentary on DL Link. I mean, an advert on our show. And I just encourage everybody to support Byk It Fixed and to support their races in honor of their warriors.
Amazing. Just fabulous, Tam. Thank you so much. Thank you, Asha and Asha.
Thank you.
Tam,
thank you.
All the best for Sunday.
Thank you.
And I know it's going to be a huge success. And to Team DL Link, just get on that road. You're riding with meaning and purpose. And we can't wait to hear all the stories next week, Tam. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We wish our riders all lots of luck on the road and health and come back in peace and in one piece at the finish line.
Please, God. Thank you all. Looking forward to being with you same time next week. For me, Nikki Severini. You take care and goodbye.